You've reached a destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I stop by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now, and chase you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down.
Yes, that is Lady Day, also known as Billie Holiday. We celebrated the anniversary of her death on July 17th. It has been 53 years since Lady Day has not been here. She died on July 17th, 1959, and she was born, however, on April 7th, 1915. If Lady Day were alive, she would be 97 years old. But you know, Lady Day is the mother of jazz and pop in terms of setting the standards for jazz and pop singing. Her vocal style has inspired many people and pioneered a new way of manipulating and phrasing and tempo in jazz music. Lady Day was also a songwriter, and she wrote a few songs, but those songs have become our pop standards, and they are God Bless the Child, Don't Explain, Fine and Mellow, Lady Sings the Blues. But she also became famous for singing Easy Living, Good Morning Heartache, and Strange Fruit. Lady Day was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and her last place of origin was Harlem, New York. And some of the genres of music that Lady Day sang was vocal jazz, jazz blues, torch song, swing, and blues. And you know, Lady Day was heavily influenced by Bessie Smith, but her name was Eleonora Harris, and she was nicknamed Lady Day by her friend and musical partner, Lester Young. And some of the people that she influenced, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Lena Horne, Carmen McRae, you name it, Billie Holiday set the standard for jazz and pop singing. If you want to know more about Miss Billie Holiday, a phenomenal woman, and if you were to read her history, definitely, you know, Diana Ross had played Billie Holiday in Lady Sings the Blues in 1972. But if you really would like to know more information about Miss Billie Holiday, you go to www.billieholiday.com. And this is Professor T Love on A Bowl of Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. And I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby, and playing nonstop soul music on live365.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And you can also check me out on the Rhythmic Lounge on Sunday, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sundays, baby. Now, coming up next, Aretha Franklin singing, I Can't Wait Until I See My Baby's Face, baby. This is when she was on the Columbia Records label in the early 1960s. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Tell him that I'm through. Yes, I'm through with him. 'Cause he's been running around and I've got to put him down. I can't wait to see the
Miss Aretha Franklin off of the 1964 LP Running Out of Fools on Columbia Records. I can't wait until I see my baby's face. You know, Aretha Louise Franklin was born March 25th, 1942. Aretha Franklin is 70 years old, and she was born in Memphis, Tennessee. And then she became a resident of Detroit, Michigan. Some of the music that Miss Franklin covers, and as you know, there's been a debate about whether Aretha Franklin could be a judge on American Idol. I say Aretha should go for it, because if anybody has the experience of singing pop, jazz, gospel, soul, funk, R&B, is Miss Franklin. Miss Franklin has been singing since she was 14 years old. She is also an accomplished pianist, what a lot of people don't know. But she is a musician as well as a singer. And if anybody can judge and know what it's like to perform and to give someone or mentor someone so that they can have longevity like Miss Franklin, I think that they should go for it and hire Miss Franklin to be a judge. But, you know, Aretha Franklin's father was the famous activist C.L. Franklin. And she began her singing career singing in her father's church at the age of 10 and started recording at the age of 14. After several years in the gospel circuit and with her father's blessing, she formed a secular pop music career at the age of 18, and she signed with Columbia Records, where she was branded by the CEO of Columbia Records, John Hammond, as the most important act since Billie Holiday. And you know, Franklin did jazz on Columbia, she did pop on Columbia, but her success didn't come until late 1966 when she switched over to Atlantic Records and had a string of popular hits. I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Think, Chain of Fools, and then her signature song, Respect. The genres of music that Aretha Franklin sings is soul, jazz, blues, R&B, gospel, funk, and rock. And she has been singing since 1956, and when she was with Columbia Records, she was there from 1960 to 1966. And this is Professor T. Love coming at you once again on A Bowl of Soul, baby, connecting the dots for you, baby. And coming up next, we lost the late, great Mr. Bob Babbitt, who was a bass player for the infamous Motown backing band called the Funk Brothers, and he played the bass line on this infamous Temptation song called Ball of Confusion. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Karen Bernard. Come listen to the Soul Pioneers on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Control the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to Zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and round we go, where the world's headed, nobody knows.
rising fast, the Beatles' new records are gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
start growing the man population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
You hear that dropping bass line, right? Yeah, y'all, that's Ball of Confusion with that killer bass line from Mr. Bob Babbitt, also known as, he was born as Robert Crinar in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on November 26, 1937. We lost Bob Babbitt to brain cancer on July 16, 2012. And he was an American bassist and was known for working as a member of the Motown record studio band, the Funk Brothers, from 1966 to 1972. And what I didn't know is Bob Babbitt also worked for MFSB, for Philadelphia International Records, as well. You know, Bob Babbitt played bass on Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder, War by Edwin Starr, Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and The Miracles, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, and Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye, Band of Gold, Frida Payne, Ball of Confusion, which you just heard, and Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me. And also what I didn't know is that Bob Babbitt also played on other hits like Del Shannon's Little Town Flirt. Here she comes, my little town flirt. And then I Got a Name by Jim Croce, Midnight Train to Georgia, Scorpio with Mr. Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band, The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners, and he also played on the Jimi Hendrix album, Crash Landing. And like I said, Bob Babbitt was a member of the Funk Brothers from 1966 to 1972. We give our condolences to his family. He is survived by his wife and three children, baby. And this is a Bowl of Soul, baby. This is the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on Live 365 on a Bowl of Soul nonstop, baby. And you can catch a Bowl of Soul on the Rhythmic Lounge, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sundays, baby. And just want to give a shout out to SoulTracks.com, who basically, if you want to get some of the hottest new R&B as well as get classic R&B and also read up biographies on classic soul and new soul artists, you can go to that website as well. And make sure you also check out Mr. Bob Davis, soulpatrol.net, baby. I believe Bob Davis has met and interviewed a lot of the artists that I play on A Bowl of Soul. You can also check out some of the books that have come out recently by soul artists. In fact, there's a book that's out by Sly Stone's sister as well, writing about being part of Sly and the Family Stone. And there is also a book out by Mr. Sidney Barnes, who was a member of Rotary Connection with Minnie Riperton, as well as being a songwriter in Detroit with George Clinton, and a song that he wrote with Teresa Lindsay and George Clinton, called I'll Bet You, which I played on a previous show as well. So definitely check out soulpatrol.net, baby. And you know, there's definitely a lot of sites where you can go and you can look up and check out the history of soul music, baby. But coming back to you, we're going to give you a little taste of Mr. Willie T from New Orleans, baby. New Orleans, Louisiana, talking about the first taste of hurt. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Mr. Willie T. Mr. Willie T was born February 6, 1944, and he died September 11, 2007. He was an American keyboardist, songwriter, singer, producer, and notable early architect of New Orleans funk and soul. He helped to shape the sound of New Orleans soul music for more than four decades. He was born as Wilson Turbington, and he co-wrote and led the band on the Wild Magnolia self-titled 1974 debut album. Wilson Turbington and his older brother, modern jazz saxophonist Earl Turbington, grew up in the Calliope public housing complex alongside the Neville brothers. His earliest influences range from the rhythm and blues of Professor Longhair to the jazz of John Coltrane. He made his first recording for the local AFO Records in 1962 while he was a teenager, and 3 years later he cut Teasing You, a soulful mid-tempo composition for Atlantic Records. His Waking Up on a One-Way Street and Thank You, John were also popular hits. In the late 1960s, Willie T and the Souls played venues from the Apollo Theater in Harlem to the Ivanhoe on Bourbon Street. After hearing the band at the Ivanhoe in 1968, jazz musician Cannonball Adderley encouraged Willie T to record an instrumental album. The album was never released, but the master tapes were they say, recently rediscovered in the vaults of Capitol Records. T's early recordings, many of which were reissued by New York City's Tough, New York's Tough City Records, were employed as a source of material for rappers. The Houston's Ghetto Boys sampled Smoke My Peace Pipe, a song T had written for the Wild Magnolias. Puffy borrowed riffs and grooves from the Gators Concentrate for the 1997 album No Way Out. And Alex Chilton also recorded a version of Thank You, John in the 1980s. Alex Chilton, he is a former member of the Box Tops, baby. And the years active for Willie T was from 1962 to 2007. If you want to know more information about Mr. Willie Turbatin, also known as Willie T, you go to williet1.tripod.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to do some Black Talk by my man, Mr. Charles Erlin. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Yeah, y'all, this is A Bowl of Soul, and that's Mr. Charles Erlin. This is some of the jazz music that I grew up on as a kid, living in New York City. You know, my father is an avid jazz fan, and he was a fan of Charles Erlin, and this was off of the Black Talk LP from 1969. You know, Charles Erlin, he was infamous, He was infamous for having that jazz funky groove. He was an organist and a saxophonist. But Charles Erlin was born in Philadelphia, and he learned to play the saxophone in high school. He played tenor with Jimmy McGriff at the age of 17, and in 1960, he started his first group. He started playing the organ, and after playing with Pat Martino and joined Lou Donaldson's band from 1968 to 1969, the group that he led from 1970 included Grover Washington Jr., was successful, and he eventually started playing soprano, saxophone, and synthesizer. In 1978, Erlin hit the disco club scene with a track recorded on Mercury Records called Let the Music Play, written by Randy Muller from the funk group Brass Construction. If you want to check out some of Charles Erlin's early records, I mean, you know, you can do a search on Amazon, but, you know, this brother was funky. A lot of his music from 1969 on down to, like I would say, 1978, some, you know, he has some of the most funkiest grooves. You should hear him on the, I believe it's the Black Talk LP, when he does Sly and the Family Stones sing a simple song on the organ. I mean, it was killer. It was killer. But we lost Charles Erlin on December 11th, 1999, and he died of heart failure at the age of 58, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we are going to take a pause for the cause. Yes, this is Professor T Love, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, baby, www.prn.fm. Make sure you check out some of A Bowl of Soul's past shows in the archives, baby, and if you're digging me, you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and if you like to send your comments about the program, you can reach me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, baby. And coming up next, a group that started in Detroit on Motown, but really gained great success when they left Motown and went to the Atlantic Records label and started doing Philadelphia Soul. The Spinners, baby, talking about Could It Be I'm Falling in Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Speak your name. That's funny. You say that you are so helpless too,
that you don't know what to do.
Each night I pray there will never come a day when you up and take your love away. Say you feel the same way too, and I wonder what
it is.
Could
it be I'm falling in love?
Could you, baby?
Could it be?
again, y'all. Let it carry on. That's Mr. the late great Felipe Wynn and Bobby Smith on Could It Be I'm Falling in Love. And you know, the Spinners, you know, they've been active for over 50 years and have had a long run of pop and R&B hits, especially during the 1970s. As I said, when they came to Motown, they were hit the charts on Tri-Fi Records, which was Harvey Fuqua's label, in August of 1961. And they had this song called That's What Girls Are Made For, peaking at number 27. But, you know, the Spinners, you know, they basically, you know, they really were a group. They were a very talented group. They did very well. They won instant acclaim when they performed at the Apollo Theater in 1964. And they did have a hit with I'll Always Love You, which was number 35 in 1965. And then they also had another song, Truly Yours, which was another hit that peaked at number 16 in 1966. But basically, with commercial success, which was virtually non-existent for them during much of this decade, from 1961 to 1971, the Spinners were used, they say, by Motown as road managers, chaperones, and chauffeurs for other groups, and even as shipping clerks. G.C. Cameron had replaced Edgar Edwards in 1967, and the group switched to the Motown-owned VIP imprint, and they had a hit, a number 14, hit number 14 with writer-producer Stevie Wonder with It's a Shame, which was co-written by Stevie Wonder and Syreeta Wright in 1970. And then what happened is that they finally left Motown after really not having any success. But let me tell you, their years on Atlantic Records from 1972 on were stellar. It was like the Spinners came alive for the third time. Okay, and they did very well. They had quite a few hits. They had How Could I Let You Get Away, I'll Be Around, which was their first top 10 hit, hitting number 3. They also I'll Be Around was the Spinners' first million-selling hit single. And then they had another one, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, which I just played for you. One of a Kind, Love Affair, Ghetto Child. Let me tell you, you get some of those albums from that period on Atlantic Records, you will not be sorry. They even did a song with Dionne Warwick, Then Came You, which was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 and top 3 on R&B and listening charts. They had many hits. I'm Coming Home, Love Don't Love Nobody. You know, They Just Can't Stop, The Games People Play. Let me tell you, the Spinners just like came to life. So if you want to know more about the Spinners, definitely, you know, you can definitely go online and look up some of their stuff. You can even buy some of their past records. The original members of the Spinners was Billy Henderson, who is deceased now, Purvis Jackson, who is deceased, C.P. Spencer, who is deceased, G.C. Cameron. I think G.C. Cameron is singing with the Temptations now. And as you know, Felipe Wynn from the Atlantic Record years, he's also deceased. The only two original members that are in the group today is Henry Fambro and Bobby Smith. And then there's some new members, Charlton Washington, Marvin Taylor, and Jesse Robert Peck. And this is Ebola Soul, baby. And we're going to give it up. We're going to take it up a notch, baby. We're going to reach for it, baby. Giving you some of Mr. George Duke just funking it up for you on A Bowl of Soul.
That's right, baby. Y'all to walk on over to the bridge with me. Cause I'm gonna take you to the water and make you drink.
Honey, baby.
Cause the funk sure will make you stay.
Say what?
Yeah. If you let the funk hit your eye, we're gonna turn you to a spot.
Let the funk in your heart, baby. Funk not only kills, it amp kills.
Bye-bye.
No, before we do that, I'm gonna take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
the ship. Hit your hip. Better not try to fight it, cause the grip is strong and mighty. When the motion hits the notion and you start that roll of motion,
it'll make you slip, it'll make you dip, and cause a tingling in your hip bone, won't you?
Sing it, baby.
All right, you better reach for it. You better reach for the funk, baby, because it's about to hit you in your face. That's Mr. George Duke, baby. You know, George Duke was born on January 12, 1946 in San Rafael, California. Did you know, which I didn't know, was that George Duke appeared on a number of Frank Zappa's albums in the early and mid-1970s, including Chunga's Revenge, 200 Motels, Waka Jawaka, The Grand Wazoo, Apostrophe, Overnight Sensation, One Size Fits All, Bongo Fury, and Roxy and Elsewhere. You know, George Duke had experimented, beginning in 1967, George Duke experimented further with jazz fusion, playing and recording with violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, as well as performing with the Don Ellis Orchestra and Cannonball Adderley's band. And that is how he also became acquainted with the avant-garde musician Frank Zappa. You know, George Duke earned his bachelor's degree in trombone and composition with a minor in contrabass from the San Francisco Conservatory in 1967. And then he later got his master's degree in composition from San Francisco State University. He also, his occupations have also not only been as musician, but as composer, musical director, producer, and educator as well. You can also check out George Duke on his website, www.georgeduke.com, baby. And he has been active since 1967. Some of the music that he plays, the genres of music, is jazz fusion, R&B, funk, alternative rock, rock and roll, jazz pop, post-disco, crossover jazz, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to play some hip-hop for you because we lost someone recently on July 17th, also known as Miss Melody, that used to be a member of the Boogie Down Productions crew and was also married to KRS-One. We celebrate her musical genius, becoming an MC in hip-hop. Miss Melody, baby, talking about Remember When. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Came out and said some fresh ass rhymes. Blake said those rhymes of that year and day. It's 89 and mine goes this way. I gave a test and analysis on what is real and what doesn't exist. And what I found to be a straight up fact is that over the years, people laughed at rap. But through the hits of gold and platinum, the laughter stopped because the sound has trapped them. Everywhere I turn, I hear boom, boom, back over R&B folks. What's up with that? It seems to me when I get an award, try to front like we're on one accord. If rap never came out, the sheets would fade out because you didn't eat at home. You took your plate in the air. Now the plate runs dry with chicken bones. Just being all alone, crying to come home to the streets where all music comes from. Either you're sold out or you're just a dum dum. Oh, come, come now and see just how I rock this beat with a melody. Rap that what doesn't exist is respect that's due to the ghetto streets that created you. Not a diss, it's the truth. I know and I'm telling you, the street is the root of the tree that branches out to R&B. You see, no animosity, just R&B in this melody. So what are you telling me? Is it a fad or is it music?
Yes, it is.
And we use it, and now you choose it. Try to change it to rhythm and blues it. Do you need the sales or radio play? And if you do, that's okay. But tell me who gets it, who's spinning. Do you just use the sound? Well, I ain't with it. one hip hop. We're rocking the charts and we won't stop.
That's the late great, now late great, Miss Melody, who we lost on July 17, 2012. She died at the age of 43, baby, and she was on the Jive RCA Records label. And in 1988, she had a 12-inch single called Hype, according to Miss Melody, which was produced by KRS-One. The song that I just played for you, Remember When, was done off of her album called Diva, baby. And it was produced not only by KRS-One, it was also produced by Sam Sever and the awesome Tools DJ Teddy Ted. She had a single, Wake Up, Wake Up, which reached the top 20 of Billboard's Hot Rap Singles chart. And, you know, she also did a song called, a follow-up single called Live on Stage, which was also done by this next rapper, one of the rappers that was out around the same time in the mid-1980s, 1988, Miss Roxanne Shanté, baby, talking about You Better Go On, Girl, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Well, back once again, my popular demand. It's 88, y'all. So no more Roxanne, just the everlasting name. I'm trying to taste that plane. I like the new Jack's rain, but now I'm here to retain. What's rightfully mine, and I think that you're fine. That if it's not Shantae, it's not genuine. I'm smart, intelligent, tasteful, and elegant. Do you know your female MCs to be irrelevant? I make a large amount of rhymes up per day. And when I finish, go check the survey to see who's pumping. And I'm on top, because when I start rapping, I rock nonstop. Throwing death rhymes at you, solid as a statue. This day's amazing, you praise and be infatuated. Some hate it, but I don't care. It doesn't matter, because you're looking at a queen, my dear. Well, here's another chapter, and I have to release another bomb as quick as I grab the MIC. Then I'll be straight, cause I'ma use a microphone as bait for other female MCs. So what you gonna do to this? You may be older than me, but you're new to this. Cause I've been out there, queen of MCs, when your man was walking around in mock neck. While you were over here perpetrating the fraud, I was overseas on the charts with Boy George. You're the beginner, Shantae's the winner. Have another competition for dinner. Sit you on the table with a plate and cup, say grace, and then eat your ass up. So step back, cause I can hold my own, and everyone, y'all be easy, cause this girl is gone.
Jump, jump, jump.
American hip-hop pioneer Miss Roxanne Shanté from Queensbridge Projects, associated with Marley Marl and the Juice Crew, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Had to play you back-to-back hip-hop with the late, great Miss Melody and Miss Roxanne Shanté. And we're going to wrap up A Bowl of Soul, baby, by giving it up and turning it loose to you from In Vogue, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Give it up and turn it loose, baby. And that was In Vogue. And I hope you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can catch me again on the archives, baby. And this is the Progressive Radio Network. And you can also catch me on Live 365. Get the continuation of soul music nonstop on Live 365, and you can catch me on Sunday on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. and just enjoying soul music at 7 p.m. on Sundays, baby. I'm hoping that you will enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. Summer is still here. Try to stay cool, baby, because it's been a scorcher. You know, you can catch up with me on at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter and send me your comments at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. This is Professor T Love just bringing it to you one more time on a Friday, baby, giving you the grooves to groove to. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Take care of yourself and God bless you.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.